Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, let me fix this. It's Fun Friday here on the show, and we got a lot to talk about here today. We don't have a wild... Actually, I guess we do have a crazy weekend. We've got a TNA show tonight. We've got a SmackDown show tonight. We've got Collision tomorrow. And we've got NXT No Mercy on Saturday. So I guess there is a lot. We're going to go over all of that here today. We've got lineups for a lot of stuff, including matches for Raw and Dynamite next week, which is always good to have lineups in advance. And then we've got, of course, all of the news. And there's a lot of news to talk about here today. TNA last night, they added matches to Bound for Glory. We had some changes to the show today, obviously, as a result of what happened with Masha Slamovich. We have got the buy rate for the All Out show, which aired on the same day as WrestlePalooza. That's going to be very exciting to talk about. And we've also got a WWE wrestler headed to wrestle in Marigold. I'll give you three guesses who that's going to be. We got some Dynamite and we got some Dynamite ratings notes and a couple of notes on developmental and some changes they may be making to contracts as a result of what's happened this past week. AJ Styles teasing retirement. Charles Robinson lied to everybody. We've got some trademark filings, both of which are interesting for completely different reasons. We got a Drew McIntyre movie role coming up and plenty more. Filthy Tom's going to join us today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Ends 11-1, select models only.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler's joining us here today. It's still 8,000 degrees here in Vegas. I hear that air conditioner buzzing away outside. What's the temp?
I don't know.
You don't know what the temperature is in Vegas?
It's like 90s.
God, 90s. Jiminy Christmas.
That ain't nothing, brother.
Yeah, it is. That's hot.
No, it's going to be hotter than that next year during WrestleMania, I bet.
Yeah, well, we'll see if I go. Those tickets are a little wild.
If anyone would like to rent my house next year for WrestleMania, let me know right now.
You want people to park in the driveway like at the county fair and they can walk to the building?
No, I'll take off. I'll get out of town. I don't want to be here.
Wow.
Unless I'm booked.
Maybe you will be. Maybe there'll be a big show in Vegas that's not WrestleMania that you'll get booked on. They can't book you.
What do you say? What do you say? I can't get booked on WrestleMania?
Bro, you have a fake hip. You can't even walk. You're on a cane. Am I wrong?
Kane had a very long, illustrious career.
Hey, Tom, you know what? If you want to be in this mood, let's just start off with this. 99,950, was that your prediction? 99, or was it 99,999?
Probably 99,999.
Yeah, 99,999. Yeah, I remember that. So the buy rate came in for All Out, and it was around 140,000.
Okay, so, well, what was it? What was the actual number, if you have the buy rate?
It says in between 135 and 140,000.
Then how can I trust this? Where'd this come from?
Dang.
They don't know the actual...
In the Observer.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Numbers similar to Revolution. So it did better than Dynasty. It did better than Double or Nothing in May. It did better than Forbidden Door. So... I will admit that
I quite frankly don't trust your source.
I will admit that my original argument involved the two shows going head to head, and this one did air earlier in the day because he moved it. But it's not going to make much of a difference if they go head to head. The AW fans are not watching an ESPN PLE. They're not choosing that over the show that they want to watch. Everybody is just going to watch the shows that they want to watch at their leisure in 2025. And, I mean, it's funny because over and over again, every time that AEW and WWE have run in the same weekend, it's only hurt WWE. And for some reason, you and Dave and everybody else thought this time was going to be some aberration. And as it turns out, it wasn't an aberration. It's the same thing that happens every time. Have we heard a thing from ESPN about how WrestlePalooza did? I haven't heard anything. So you know what that tells me? Didn't do all that well. So we can keep doing this over and over again, or we can accept people are going to watch the show they want to watch, and that's that. Thank you. That was my victory lap.
Good job.
You're welcome. Speaking of, what are you going to watch this weekend? Are you excited for NXT No Mercy?
Absolutely not.
With that Lola Vice match? Not excited? Why?
No, because now I'm quite confident that she's losing.
Mm.
So...
Yep, they got
the build left a lot to be desired in
you don't say.
My mind. I mean, like Ricky Saints and Obafemi is a fine match on paper, but I don't know what they did this past week to really further that feud. That the angle at the end was kind of funny, it was humorous, but it certainly didn't make me want to see those two face off for a championship.
No. You know, I didn't want to do it, but I did kind of lose myself last night on that that Vinny show. I think I probably went on for about 10 minutes about how much I hated NXT and really never wanted to watch it again, and if this wasn't my job, I wouldn't. But I should mention that they did trademark. This was another one, by the way. There are two trademarks we got to talk about
what
today.
What in the world are these?
There's two trademarks, okay? We'll start with, there's a WWE and there's an AEW trademark that got applied for this week. The WWE trademark is for Invasion. So, seems like we're going to have an NXT TNA Invasion storyline. Just funny because I mentioned that there could potentially be a NXT versus TNA War Games. I was ridiculed. Ridiculed. Well, now they've trademarked Invasion. So I think we might actually get a War Games. We're going to get something. But there is an Invasion taking place now in NXT.
I hope it's a triple cage of doom.
It could be. I mean, Sean's all about these old wacky things from the 90s.
Javon Evans has to fight his way to
Don't
the top.
Don't even start with Javon Evans. Stop
through
it.
Through TNA's roster and he gets defeated in the first cage.
Now, you know what Javon would be? He would be when they wanted to bring back Pillman for the triple cage of death, just so they could beat him because he was getting over, and then he managed to get himself out of it. That's what Javon needs to start doing. He needs to start doing the Pillman thing. Just get yourself out of this stupid book in one way or the other. Maybe you can get Sean to sign an official legitimate release that you claim is part of the storyline, and then when you get it, you can go somewhere else. Now, AEW has applied. I'm just going to read this as it's written. This week, AEW applied for two new bacon-related trademarks. You couldn't even keep a straight face.
I tried.
AEW Bacon Brawl and Bacon Brawl. They filed on September 24th. Which is ironic because that's the same day that WWE filed for Invasion. So these will be for goods and services related to cookware, merchandise, and food. Non-electric cookware, namely pots, pans, and dishes, flatware, plates and saucers, drinkware, cups, mugs, utensils for barbecues, you know, all that bacon you made on the barbecue back in the day, forks, tongs, turners, kitchen containers, as well as shirts, pants, t-shirts, sweatshirts, undergarments. You want AEW Bacon Brawl panties? Well, have I got news for you. And prepared meals consisting primarily of meat, fish, poultry, and vegetables. So I guess we can do another sponsorship snack down here.
I mean, we sure could. I mean, what are there going to be a lot of people who can't wrestle on this show? What about all the Jewish members of the AEW roster? Are they allowed to be involved in Bacon Brawl?
No, hold on a second. Hold on a second. None of this trademark has nothing to do with events. They have nothing in here about live events, televised events, paper. This is a food thing. They're getting into the bacon business, is what's happening.
Well, it didn't sound like that based on the items that you read off.
Cookware?
You said a lot of grilling.
Utensils, drinkware, and mugs?
Well, yeah. What are you
doing? Prepared meals?
Drinking the bacon grease? Is that what you're going to try to pass off?
I do like that they've trademarked Bacon Brawl 4, and I quote, prepared meals consisting primarily of meat, fish, poultry, or vegetables. So apparently earlier this year, they applied for All Elite Feast, which was apparently...
What the heck is going on with...
It was a collaboration between AEW and White Castle.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. They launched an online exclusive kit last month where customers could order an All Elite Feast meal and have it shipped to them. I could have it shipped to me from Chicago?
I went to White Castle to try to buy it, and I was miffed, to say the least.
Yeah, you have to order it. Order food.
Oh, as if White Castle could get any worse.
Yeah.
It's going to come from across the country.
Yes, they are going to mail you. They are going to mail you 10 classic slider burgers, 10 cheddar bacon cheese sliders. They're going to mail you pickles, desserts, coupons, and 2 exclusive pieces of AEW merchandise. So who's the bacon partnership going to be? Like IHOP?
I don't know.
Denny's? Well, think about it during the break. We'll be back on Fun Friday, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, here on Fun Friday, we don't just talk about bacon. We got a lot of other stuff. We've got Collision. Actually, no, we already had that. What's going on here? Oh, yeah, we do have Collision.
How are you not going to bring up the biggest sponsorship news of the year?
What's that?
CMLL and Pokemon?
Yeah, I heard that was a good show.
Set the world on fire yesterday.
Yeah.
Big Togepi chants from the crowd.
Did you watch any of it?
No, I just saw clips, but it looked awesome.
Yeah.
Is it up on YouTube?
Well, I mean, it's up on YouTube. I think if you pay the whatever the I think they like $35 a month.
$35.
Yeah, it's a little doesn't seem like it's I don't know. Maybe they're doing well.
Cost effective?
Yeah, doesn't seem like that for most people. So SmackDown is tonight, everyone's favorite show. They are claiming it will be Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill, and Nia Jax. So, I mean, Tiffany's either going to wrestle tonight or she's not. And if she doesn't, I do not want to hear again that she's not hurt. So that's scheduled for tonight. We've got Cody Rhodes making an appearance. Meechan and B-Fab versus Julia and Kiana James. And old Sami Zayn. Another open challenge. Who's it going to be?
I hope it's Uriah Connors.
Uriah
after
Connors?
Tuesday, after his comeback Tuesday on NXT.
God, do we have to talk about NXT on every show?
It was a bright
Tom,
spot.
Let me ask you this question, okay? Am I the only one? Uriah Connors, he was great on that show. He made a great comeback. He's a great athlete. He's got great fire. But that freaking mustache and haircut. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? It's got to go, dude. It's so bad. You can't. You don't sit there and act like you can't comment on this.
I mean, I don't know that I should be giving anybody fashion tips.
Tom,
or
I shouldn't either. But, like, am I wrong?
I don't know that that's the issue.
Well, it is an issue. It's just got to go. I'm just trying to help. You guys realize I'm just trying to help, okay? I don't know why, but I am.
You want him to look more like his dad?
That would be a gigantic improvement over what we've got right now. Then we have got TNA Victory Road 2025. You know, I just every time I see him, you know what I imagine in my head? I imagine, like, them putting him in the ring with Brock Lesnar, and Brock just grabs this guy by his ponytail and just spins him over his head like this and just tosses him, and that's the end of Uriah Connors. The hair and the mustache, they gotta go, okay? They gotta go. That's just... The only thing he's missing is big glasses, so it looks like he's wearing, like, the mustache gimmick. Watch him show up with glasses next week. All right, TNA Victory Road is also tonight. For those of you wondering, where has Ridge Holland been? Well, he's going to be facing Mike Santana tonight. We've got Moose and Mustafa Ali, where they have added winner earns the order of entry advantage for the hardcore war at Bound for Glory. Joe Hendry versus Eric Young. Steve Macklin versus Frankie Kazarian. Leon Slater versus Myron Reed. Heather and M by Elegance versus Cassie Lee and Jessica McKay. That's the former
Iconics.
Iconics, yes. Nick and Ryan Nemeth versus Matt Cardona and Cody Deaner. Ash by Elegance has a special announcement. She was supposed to face Masha Slamovich.
Masha.
That's not happening.
Maybe she's going to reveal the personal concierge's name.
Could be. Cedric Alexander versus Trey Miguel and Zach Wentz on the pre-show. And AJ Francis's first class penthouse with guest Matt Hardy coming up tonight for Victory Road. And then we've got Collision with Kyle Fletcher against Commander for the TNT title, which is a very weird thing after, you know, old Hologram had to win 34 straight matches to finally get a championship match, and then they just give one to Commander on Saturday.
Has Commander been hurt?
I think he's been hurt. He's just coming back.
Because I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he had, I forget what he had, but he was hurt. Then we've got the Max Caster and Anthony Bowens versus Lee Johnson and Blake Christian match. I'm looking forward to that as little as I'm looking forward to this NXT show. And Eddie Kingston and Hook versus Big Bill and Brian Keith.
Can you believe Jack Harlow wouldn't license them the music for Blake Christian?
What are you talking about? I vaguely heard this, but I don't remember
like
what song
no
he had.
I whips and chains and you can't turn me down.
Well, I don't know if he wouldn't license it, but he probably wanted more than Tony was willing to. Tony was more than he was willing to pay.
Vanilla Baby.
Would you guess? So then NXT. Obafemi versus Ricky Saints, NXT title. JC Jane versus Lola Vice for the women's title, Tom.
What time is the show at so I can completely avoid any television or social media for hours so I don't rip my own head out, my own brain?
I think they usually start around 4:00.
Her poor dad's going to have to be there watching her lose in the front row. Ugh.
Oh, wow. So they did try to license it, and the guy said no. I guess he wouldn't take any amount of money. He's probably like, I'm not giving my song to a job guy. Kidding me? Sol Ruka versus Lainey Reed for the Speed title. We even talk about this, but I hate the way they're doing Speed on NXT.
Yeah, not a fan.
It's like every match is exactly the same. You go 2 minutes and 45 seconds, and then there's a finish. There's no quick wins. There's no... It's all just... Oh, it's almost... We're almost out of it. Oh, somebody won. So generic.
How much were they getting from Twitter? Do we have any...
Apparently not enough.
Well, they didn't keep it going once Elon bought it, I guess.
They did for a while. It was going until just recently.
Well, yeah, but I wonder if the contract was in place before he took over. I don't remember the timeline.
No. Ethan Page against Tavion Heights. Blake Monroe versus Jordan Grace. And Josh Briggs versus Javon Evans. So that's the lineup for the show. God, now every time I talk about mustaches, I start getting the emails. Every time. Brandon says, I think there's a generation gap about these mustaches. Gen Z are loving the mustache look for some reason. Yeah, because they're geeks. Guys, you understand? Here's the thing with mustaches, okay? I don't give you credit for much, Tom, but I'll give you credit for this. You could pull off a mustache because you can actually grow like a big, thick mustache, okay? The issue is so many of these guys, they just have this wispy thin, like I could never grow a mustache. These wispy thin mustaches, they were horrible in the 70s. They're horrible today, okay? Even in the 70s when mustaches were in, the only people that could pull them off were guys like Tom Selleck, who had big, thick mustaches.
Ron Jeremy.
All these other nerds with the wispy mustache, they called it a porn stash. Like creepy guys had them. These skinny little mustaches. Like, you got to either be able to grow a big, thick, even like a handlebar mustache, or like give it up. And too many of these guys don't get it. They just think, my mustache looks as good as Don Fry's. I'm going to go around with that. Let me tell you something, Ryan Connors. Your mustache does not look as good as Don Fry's. Yours is a porn stash. You look creepy. And the hairs, it's like, stop it. Guys, stop it. Golly. Am I wrong?
No, but there's a lot of stuff I want to say, but I just can't say it on air.
Golly. What else do we have? I got a lot of things to talk about here today. So let's get into it. Marigold. Io Sky is going to be heading to Marigold for Dream Destiny Sunday, October 26th. She will be facing Mayu Iwatani. So, That sounds like a really good match.
There's the answer to the question from the other day when somebody asked what was up with the Marigold and WWE relationship on Wrestling Observer Radio. We got a answer from Rossi Ogawa.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to mention that today in Japan, I believe it was the first time in like 30 plus years that there was a women's match on terrestrial television.
Really?
As Saya Kamatani defeated Azumi, I think.
First time in 30 years?
I believe 30 plus.
Oh, wow. All right, a couple of quick ratings notes. Dynamite did 638,000 in a .14. So the 18 to 49 was the same, and the viewership was down slightly. And I mean, doing largely the same is good, except last week's show was supposed to be like a really special show, and they had like 11 things announced. It was a three-hour Dynamite. And then this was a show following All Out, so conceivably it should have done better. They advertised virtually nothing again, so it did. I mean, given that they did that, I will say this one was just like, it was even. I still think they should advertise more in advance. But I actually thought it would do worse, but it did not. I am trying to keep track. And then for NXT, oddly, the first number we got was really good. And then we got a revised number, which is 617,000 and a .12. So the show, and by the way, this was the show that they made it very clear, we're going to have a TNA invasion next week. They basically told you. And the show was down 17% in viewership and 30% in 18 to 49. This had much stronger competition than AEW did. But, it is what it is. Send me some text messages, everybody. Some Q&A for Tom and I. 425-780-7566. We'll answer your questions. Wrestling Observer Live.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Kohl's Cash is turning 20, and to celebrate, Kohl's is giving you the gifts. All month, you can enter our sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 Kohl's Cash. Plus, get epic deals on cozy favorites, home must-haves, and more right now. Yep, we were gonna throw a party, but this is better. Cue the confetti and the savings at Kohl's. Offer in September 28th. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
Ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, that's 2 p.m. Eastern Time, right here live on Sports Byline is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The longest running fight show in history, 41 years. I've been knocking out all bums. We talk boxing, MMA, the UFC, straight up. This is boxing at its best for the hardcore fan and the MMA fan. It's Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, right here on Sports Byline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. You have a correction, Tom.
Oh, boy, do I ever. I don't want to come off sounding like a doofus live over the air. But
too late.
I'd like to clarify what happened here with Saya Kamatani. Saya Kamatani did not face Izumi. She is facing Izumi tonight. That will be free on YouTube for anybody that wants to watch it on the Stardom YouTube channel. But today, you mentioned that there was big news as Io Sky is set to face Mayu Iwatani. But arguably bigger news in the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling is that Saya Kamatani faced off with Hanan today. Now, while that may not sound like it's, you know, that noteworthy in and of itself, this match took place for the Love It Friday Championship on Love It, a television show broadcast on TBS, the TBS morning show, the Tokyo Broadcast System. It is the first women's match broadcast on over-the-air TV in Japan in 23 years, and the first one on Tokyo Broadcast System in 51 years.
Wow.
Yes, so probably the most watched Joshi match of the last few decades as Saya Kamatani defeated Hanan with, I believe, gosh, it's either it's like a key crusher, star killer, star crusher, one of those two. Yeah.
Well, old Charles Robinson lied. Remember when he claimed he got a broken rib when Goldberg speared him and he put up an X-ray?
I do.
He said, I lied. My girlfriend and I.
I was like, what? What is this story?
I said, what can I do to put this over to make Goldberg feel good? And I said, found an image of a broken rib online. I posted it. I did call Goldberg to tell him what I was doing. He said, that's a great idea. So he didn't mind. He did say while the broken rib was a work, the spear did leave him sore. He said, normally he picks you up, lays you down nice and soft. He went right through me. I was sore seriously for about 10 days, coughing and stuff. You can't do anything about a rib anyway, so why go get it checked? So he just said he broke it.
You know what's interesting is he released that information on the same day, the anniversary of Vince Russo getting speared.
Really?
Out of his helmet through the cage.
Yeah, he almost got killed.
Into the guard.
Like, legitimately.
Rail. I believe that was yesterday.
Yeah, that was bad times for him.
Yeah.
And Robinson also talked about how he got bit by that bat. Although, am I supposed to trust this guy now?
Yeah. Like, why did he even say anything? He should have just let us all believe that he actually had his rib cracked. This is pulling the veil back a little bit too much for me.
I have something I could say, but I'm not gonna. All right. What else? Drew McIntyre. Announced by Deadline as being a co-star in a film, Highlander, based on the 1986 movie.
That's pretty cool.
He'll be Angus MacLeod, the brother of the main character.
It's probably MacLeod.
Whatever it is. But Dave Bautista is part of the cast. Russell Crowe is in the movie. A number of others as well. And I guess it'll be, they begin production in early 2026. So I guess we'll see if that takes him out of MacLeod. 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 We've got three different pronunciations here in the chat. Way to go, guys.
How's it spelled?
MacLeod. Everyone's making fun of my pronunciation, and literally everybody in the chat is telling me to pronounce it a different way. You guys are all geeks. Y'all have mustaches? Probably.
Make Liad.
Whatever it is. Let's see what's in the chat, the text message bin. I didn't open up the phones today. This person said, what if he had a heel whose gimmick was his mustache was ugly, and the big payoff is everyone shaves it off, or somebody shaves it off maybe at Mania?
Oh, God. Dirty Dom getting his mustache shaved off by a baby face at Mania.
Yeah, but he's got a decent mustache.
Well, the problem is he's going to be a baby face, you know.
He looks like Pancho Villa. That works. Whereas some of these other wispy. There's nothing worse than a wispy mustache. That's the problem when they're wispy. Just can't pull it off.
How about a mustache on one side? I think that's worse.
There's actually a Mr. DeMeo where he shaved half of his mustache for some bit. No one understands what I just said except maybe one of you. But that's okay because I know what I'm talking about. This person in all caps says, get Dave off Twitter. What happened now?
He's probably arguing with Gail Kim still.
Oh, God. No.
You know what? You know how we could settle this? Dave Meltzer versus Robert Irvine in a pose down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bodybuilding competition.
Huh. I don't think that's going to solve the problem. Unless someone can give it a star rating. Let Gail give it a star rating.
Oh, gosh.
Let's see. Brian, do you think in hindsight Tony should have moved All Out? Given it WWE, I already talked about this like 1,000 times. No, they shouldn't have moved the show.
In hindsight, considering they but did in a the, good number?
In the end, it doesn't matter. No, I said that going in, they shouldn't have moved the show. And in the end, it doesn't matter because I'm telling you, because they moved this show, and now they're saying, oh, it's because the afternoon did so well. I'll bet you, want to do a $100 bet? Within 365 days...
Me?
WWE is going to counter-program an afternoon event head-to-head with an AEW pay-per-view. Like, it's going to happen. So, I don't think it's going to make a big difference, but it's going to happen. So, we'll be watching two shows in the afternoon at some point over the next 365 days. Because as soon as he moved, I was told they're coming after him. They're going to move next. So, it'll happen. This person says, do you think WrestleMania will ever return to the U.S.? Or will the Saudis pay for it every year? We already know WWE is willing to move their shows based on who can provide. I don't think they would permanently move out. Because, listen, they initially wanted to still do a U.S. WrestleMania. They were going to have two WrestleManias. And I think the Saudis basically said, no, we're paying for WrestleMania. We're not paying for one WrestleMania. We're paying for WrestleMania. It's a 300th anniversary of the Saudi state. It's not going to be every year. It's just, they may do it once every 5-10 years, but it's not going to be every year.
I'm surprised they didn't, honestly, that they just didn't do like a split one. You know what I mean? Like one day in Vegas, one day in Saudi. I don't know if.
Like WrestleMania 2?
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you have two different days.
Well, so yeah. But I think the Saudis were like, we want WrestleMania. We don't want a half WrestleMania. We don't want one of two WrestleManias. We want the whole shebang. And, like, I don't know if it was your show or another show, but I was, like, trying to figure out the math of this. And, like, this $120 million, bro, that's chump change. It's way more than $120 million. They're probably going to make $200 million to run WrestleMania that weekend in Saudi. $200 million for a weekend.
Yeah, I mean... Does that money figure that we're getting, does that include all the fringe shows that are going to happen as well? Like, you know, there's going to be an NXT show.
Yeah, it'll have to be the Raw, the SmackDown, two nights of WrestleMania. Like, a goofy crown jewel, which was a glorified house show, 50 to 60 million, okay? So you're getting Mania, the big show of the year. They got to be paying more than 60 million for one night of WrestleMania, okay? What, 75 to 100? You can have two nights. You're looking at least almost 200 million or 200 million right there. Then you've got to add on Raw, which probably what, 25 million? SmackDown, another 25 million. I mean, dude, they could be making like $250 million.
There'll be an NXT show, a takeover or whatever they are, right?
That one they may run in America. I could see that. I don't know that for sure, but. I think we'll see. Person says, how often do you wash your wrestling gear when you were active? And were there particular guys whose gear always reeked? Yes and yes. I always wash my gear. Other guys didn't. It was disgusting.
Filthy Tom Lawler washes gear every single time. I couldn't tell you one match where I had to. Maybe like if I wrestled multiple matches in the same day, but even then I would usually try to switch out. You know, if I was doing a tournament, sometimes you don't have time, but.
Well, yeah, sometimes I would have two shows on a day, but like they were close, like they were like head to head. So we'd have to wrestle the opener in one match, and then Buddy and I would go and do usually not the main event, but we'd go later in the show on the other one. So we would have to leave the building in our gear. Like we didn't have time to change. It was like, get in the car, drive in your gear to the next show and just go in and wrestle. So that's the only time I didn't wrestle my gear. Or I didn't wash my gear. Buddy would like wear like his little tiny little trunks that he wrestled in, and like he would get out and pump gas. He's like, he's practically naked, just pumping gas there. It's like, whatever, dude. Let's see. I feel like Dave is closer to solving black holes with his equation instead of figuring out Raw ratings. Well, listen, I ain't gonna judge. I can't do math. Maybe he's right. This person has a quote from Tom Lawler. I suck.
I agree.
This is an after dark question. It's just over my head. Is Britt Baker coming back tonight? I see this was sent September 24th. The answer is no. She's not coming back on September 24th. So there you go. There was a report, I think it was PW Insider said, we can report that Britt Baker was not backstage at the show. I was like, really? That's breaking news? Bro, she hasn't been backstage at a show. I can't even tell you the last time she was backstage at a show. You think she's going to be backstage at the show to not be on the show? That doesn't even make any sense. This person here says, and this isn't just this year, it's every year. If it were January and you were having the bold prediction contest, what has already happened this year that you wouldn't believe in your wildest imagination? Everything! Psycho Clown of Pagano versus The New Day? That's way up there, dude.
Triple A being bought by WWE. Was that on anyone's radar at the beginning of this year?
No. But God, some of these matches we've seen, just astounding. Finn Balor and the Lizard Guy, they're going to have a feud and attack Mr. each Iguana. Other with puppets. No one predicted that. Mr. Iguana. Jiminy Christmas. Let's see what else we got. No. Here's another one. This guy goes, at what point will folks admit AEW from a quality standpoint is better than WWE? WWE is going to counter program. It has nothing to do. Every time people talk about which show is better, it's all subjective, dude.
Yeah.
The WWE fans subjectively think that their product is better than AEW. And the AEW fans subjectively think that their product is better than WWE.
And we subjectively think some of the stuff on AEW is better than some of the stuff on WWE.
And vice versa. Yes.
And if you included all the other promotions, it would be even more all over the place.
You don't need to pick a side. Like that, the thing, like Lenny drives me nuts. It's like he's picked his side, and so he has to wrap himself in a circle to defend stuff that sucks.
It's like politics.
Yes, this is stupid. Like there's good stuff on AEW, there's good stuff on WWE, there's bad stuff in AEW, there's bad stuff. But if you're a sicko, you're going to just be like, I'm watching the show. And you do.
Yeah.
Back in a moment.
This show always has good stuff.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we had a lot of people here in the chat that said that Observer Live sickos are never disappointed. Correct. That is correct. This person would say, oh, no, man, give me a break. This person doesn't think they're getting $100 million for Mania. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Bro, if it was only two nights of Crown Jewel, it would be $120 million. We're talking two nights of WrestleMania and Raw and SmackDown and everything else.
How are these?
$200 to $250.
Do you know how the Perth Crown Jewel tickets are doing? Because I don't think the UFC this weekend's doing that well.
The Crown Jewel Perth?
Yeah.
Let's find out. All right.
See if John Cena and AJ Styles move some tickets.
Let's see what we got here, if there is anything.
That's the show to go to. Anybody who's never been. Perth, beautiful place. Perth, Western Australia. Brian, yeah. We only have like a minute left.
I know. When is that show? I can't find it.
14 days, I think.
Perth, WWE?
Yeah.
I don't see anything for it.
It's Crown Jewel. It's happening. We know it is.
Well, I know it's happening. I don't see anything from WrestleTix either.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Anyone have it on the chat real quick?
I thought I
just saw it. No, I don't see it anywhere. It's kind of weird. Well, anyway, we'll find out soon enough now, won't we? I could have sworn I just saw it. Dang it. Now, well, you had to ask me this right when we're going to go off the air.
We got to keep people like waiting and coming back on Monday to find out the answer, don't we? It's a cliffhanger, a little suspense for the show.
Coming back Monday for that.
Oh yeah, they will. The sickos, the Observer Live sickos, will be back on Monday.
Grand Slam Australia.
We'll have the. Hey, We'll have the answer then.
Yeah, I guess you're going to have to wait, everybody. Sorry. We're out of time. Well, that was fun here on Friday. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, all of my sickos. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.